Attempted Reagan Assassin John Hinckley Books NYC Music Concert. By Amy Furr on April 9, 2022. Failed assassin John Hinckley Jr., who tried to kill President Ronald Reagan, said Friday he scheduled a music performance and urged people to buy tickets, the New York Post reported. Big news. I will be performing on July 8 at the Market Hotel in Brooklyn, New York. Get your tickets while you can, Hinckley wrote on what appeared to be his social media profile. Several followers asked to book him for a show, and one person said he would tell everyone he knew about the event. The show was confirmed in a post on the hotel's Instagram stories. A link on the ticket site VenuePilot offers a ticket price, $20 for the 8 p.m. show, the post article read. On March 30, 1981, President Ronald Reagan was shot in Washington, D.C., by Hinckley, History.com reported. The president had just finished addressing a labor meeting at the Washington Hilton Hotel and was walking with his entourage to his limousine when Hinckley, standing among a group of reporters, fired six shots at the president, hitting Reagan and three of his attendants. The president was shot in the left lung, and the .22 caliber bullet just missed his heart. In an impressive feat for a 70-year-old man with a collapsed lung, he walked into George Washington University Hospital under his own power. Reagan was in surgery for several hours and later listed in stable condition. The next day, the president resumed some of his executive duties and signed a piece of legislation from his hospital bed, the website continued. Video footage showed the chaotic moment Reagan was shot as gunfire sounded. Secret Service personnel scrambled to protect the president, and people at the scene ducked for cover. Hinckley was eventually found not guilty by reason of insanity and lived for over three decades in a psychiatric institution. In 2016, Hinckley moved in with his mother in Virginia and, 2 years later, left to live on his own, the Post report concluded.